this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Come. are thirsty, all who are
thirsty.
Dip your heart in the
stream of life,
let the pain and the sorrow
be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to deep, we sing,
Valerie, we're going to switch to People Get Ready. If you're willing and able, this would be a good time to stand. have Jason come up and do the announce or the benediction and announcements.
Want the microphone?
Yeah, you can. Okay. Oh, okay.
What I'm thankful for in spring is to be able to interact with different age groups of children and encourage the little kids to follow their dreams like I've been encouraged. How I've grown in spring is by being able to work with different people without doing things on my own. And my favorite memory in spring is sending my Piney Woods application in.
One more question. What's your name?
Oh, Arsiana Williams. 14.
My name is Tabriana Gaines. I'm 10. I go to Lyon Elementary School. I'm in the fifth grade. What I'm thankful for, that they care about us. They don't care what we do. They will still be there. How I've grown over the year is they help me read big words and be positive. And biggest high, becoming a Lyon Elementary School cheerleader. And running 5Ks.
My name is Anthony Agee. I go to Sherrod Elementary. I'm 11 years old. And I'm thankful for being in Spring Hill that we get to work and play and have fun at the same time. And they are caring and helpful, and my biggest high in spring is, at first I wasn't doing good, but when I started coming to spring, I'm doing a lot better. And how I've grown is that I'm learning new things, and I'm being helped with new things like swimming and how it feels to run a 5K.
I asked Elizabeth to come up here to say a quick prayer for the spring, folks.
Lord, thank you so much for just what this group, just for what they're accomplishing. Thank you for the light that they shared with us, and we hope that that light just continues to expand and grow and go out in this world. These young individuals are being prepared for something big, and I just pray that your love and guidance and whatever they need just continues to be poured into their spirits, and that you be with the leaders of this organization, that they continue to seek you and your guidance so that they can continue to help these individuals. Again, we just pray for their future. We pray for safe travels during this season. And again, we pray for their light to spread all over our church, our world, and just be a blessing to everyone that they come in contact with. Thank you.
Just a couple of announcements here. As Juba was saying, afterward we're going to have a carol sing and then some snacks and we can fellowship together. So please everybody join us. Later this evening, there's another caroling opportunity because I know many of us... It's been canceled. Scratch that. One chance to carol today. So you better take advantage. And there's snacks. Well, there would have been snacks. There is an update on the emergency shelter team. So as you guys remember from last week, we voted unanimously as a fellowship to approve it if the emergency team and the city determined this was a good space. The fire marshal's report indicated this was not a suitable place for overnight accommodations. And so the current plan right now is that the emergency shelter will be located at St. Pat's. So there's still, of course, details to work out, but that is the current plan. So the emergency shelter team expressed deep gratitude for our willingness, and I'm sure a lot of us felt the same way, that it was just a nice outpouring of our willingness to be a part of this. There's also a winter book group coming up, Kevin Hamilton and Joyce Mast. If you're interested in it, please let them know, but there'll be more details forthcoming. It's a book group that will explore what the Bible has to say about sexuality, gender, and identity in light of cultural norms throughout history. So, thank you.
Going to be our carol singing time.
In just a moment.
Spring, do you want to sing This Little Light of Mine again?
Yeah.
We all know the lyrics by now.
Wait.
Oh, there's a benediction. Sorry, guys.
I should turn this over. Would you all read with me in the bold? A light will shine on us this day. The Lord is born for us. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many isles be glad. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all peoples see his glory. A light will shine on us this day. The Lord is born for us. Light dawns for the just, and gladness for the upright of heart. Be glad in the Lord, you just, and give thanks to his holy name. A light will shine on us this day. The Lord is born for us.
Our streets shine.